Anne-Marie eased the bedroom door open quietly, only a crack, and peeked out. Behind her, Ellen was sitting up, her eyes wide. She could see Mama and Papa in their nightclothes moving about. Mama held a lighted candle, but as Anne-Marie watched, she went to a lamp and switched it on. It was so long a time since they had dared to use the strictly rationed electricity after dark that the light in the room seemed startling to Anne-Marie, watching through the slightly opened bedroom door. She saw her mother look automatically to the blackout curtains, making certain that they were tightly drawn. Papa opened the front door to the soldiers. "This is the Johansson apartment?" a deep voice asked the question loudly in the terribly accented Danish. "Our name is on the door, and I see you have a flashlight," Papa answered. "What do you want? Is something wrong?" "I understand you are a friend of your neighbors, the Rosens, Mrs. Johansson," the soldier said angrily.
"Sophie Rosen is my friend, that is true," Mama said quietly. "Please, could you speak more softly? My children are asleep."
"Then you will be so kind as to tell me where the Rosens are."
He made no effort to lower his voice.
"I assume they are at home, sleeping. It is 4 in the morning, after all," Mama said.
Anne-Marie heard the soldier stalk across the living room toward the kitchen. From her hiding place in the narrow sliver of open doorway, she could see the heavily uniformed man, a holstered pistol at his waist, in the entrance to the kitchen, peering in toward the sink. Another German voice said,
"The Rosens' apartment is empty. We are wondering if they might be visiting their good friends, the Johansons."
"Well," said Papa, moving slightly so that he was standing in front of Anne-Marie's bedroom door, and she could see nothing except the dark blur of his back,
"as you see, you are mistaken. There is no one here but my family." "You will not object if we look around?"
The voice was harsh, and it was not a question.
"It seems we have no choice," Papa replied.
"Please don't wake my children," Mama requested again. "There is no need to frighten little ones."
The heavy booted feet moved across the floor again and into the other bedroom. A closet door opened and closed with a bang. Anne-Marie eased her bedroom door closed silently. She stumbled through the darkness to the bed.
"Ellen," she whispered urgently, "take your necklace off."
Ellen's hands flew to her neck. Desperately, she began trying to unhook the tiny clasp. Outside the bedroom door, the harsh voices and heavy footsteps continued.
"I can't get it open," Ellen said frantically. "I never take it off. I can't even remember how to open it."
Anne-Marie heard a voice just outside the door.
"What is here?"
"Shh," her mother replied. "My daughter's bedroom. They are sound asleep." "Hold still," Anne-Marie commanded. "This will hurt."
She grabbed the little gold chain, yanked with all her strength, and broke it. As the door opened and light flooded into the bedroom, she crumpled it into her hand and closed her fingers tightly. Terrified, both girls looked up at the 3 Nazi officers who entered the room. One of the men aimed a flashlight around the bedroom. He went to the closet and looked inside. Then, with a sweep of his gloved hand, he pushed to the floor several coats and a bathrobe that hung from pegs on the wall. There was nothing else in the room except a chest of drawers, the blue decorated trunk in the corner, and a heap of Kirsty's dolls piled in a small rocking chair. The flashlight beam touched each thing in turn. Angrily, the officer turned toward the bed.
"Get up," he ordered. "Come out here."
Trembling, the 2 girls rose from the bed and followed him, brushing past the 2 remaining officers in the doorway, to the living room. Anne-Marie looked around. These 3 uniformed men were different from the ones on the street corners. The street soldiers were often young, sometimes ill at ease, and Anne-Marie remembered how the giraffe had, for a moment, let his harsh pose slip and had smiled at Kirsty. But these men were older, and their faces were set with anger. Her parents were standing beside each other, their faces tense, but Kirsty was nowhere in sight. Thank goodness that Kirsty slept through almost everything. If they had wakened her, she would be wailing, or worse, she would be angry and her fists would fly.
"Your names?" the officer barked.
"Anne-Marie Johansson, and this is my sister."
"Quiet, let her speak for herself." "Your name?"
He was glaring at Ellen. Ellen swallowed.
"Lisa," she said, and cleared her throat. "Lisa Johansson."
The officer stared at them grimly. "Now," Mama said in a strong voice, "you have seen that we are not hiding anything. May my children go back to bed." The officer ignored her. Suddenly, he grabbed a handful of Ellen's hair. Ellen winced. He laughed scornfully.
You have a blonde child sleeping in the other room, and you have this blonde daughter. He gestured toward Anne-Marie with his head. Where did you get the dark-haired one?